From a Donegal perspective, you know, looking around at the different candidates here, I think he's the man. I know there's been a bit of talk about McHugh in the background and that. I think it would be a great partnership if they were, but I don't know if Martin would have the time, and you know how it is now, it's all in or nothing. So I think if Rory came in and got a good backroom team behind him, he'd be a good man for the job, and we're probably lucky in a way they had that wee fallout there, because I think if he just took over the reins after being there 4 years himself, it might have been a wee bit stale, but the fact he's been away a year, he'll come in fresh to the job, so I think he'll be a top man for it.
Yeah. What about the talk of man from outside the county? James Horan's been mentioned, Tony McAtee's been mentioned. Would that be a move that something the county board might look at, going outside the county, or do we have to stay within our own, Brendan?
Well, if we want heartbreak after heartbreak, I suppose we could hire Moran or James Horan, or right, Oisin, but no, I think logistically, you know, you've only got certain players that or ex-players or managers that could come into the county and do the job. And, you know, the likes of, like Tony McEntee would be an unbelievable choice. I mean, a wild time for the man. He knows his game inside out. And he's what you'd say, Oisin, he's a modern manager, and that's where it has to be. And that's where the likes of Jim McGuinness and Fitzmaurice and these guys have pushed it on. So for me, it has to be somebody from that new era that they know what's going on. And the fact that Geller was so close to Jim and would know that game inside out. And, you know, let's be honest, Oisin, there's only one way we can play the game. It has to be the way we're playing it, the counter-attack system, and everybody committed to the job. And that's why I think he would be the guy, the only guy I think that's here, that's close at hand, that would be the best man to take over.
And obviously there's a couple of the experienced players might be thinking now, do they stay or do they go? If Rory Gallagher was to be appointed, would that be a bonus for some of those players and given another year or two to the county, do you think, Brendan?
Definitely. I mean, we would hope so. I don't think anybody should ever, you know, walk away while they've still got something to contribute. And I don't see anybody in that squad not having something to contribute next year, you know, no matter what form it is. And, you know, for guys that are thinking about that, you know, I think, you know, with Gallagher coming in, I know he did a lot of the training under the 3 years under Jim, and the guys had a lot of good time for him, so I think he would definitely be somebody to persuade them to stay on. And as I say, you know, it's been four unbelievable years, and I think just even chatting to Yvonne McGuinness there over the Ryder Cup, he was saying it's like a drug, you know, this constant, you know, championship and the good times was there. And I think for the players it's the same as that, so we'll be hoping everybody would stay on board.
And just a note on Jim McGuinness, Brendan, we've had four fantastic years at senior level with him, and of course if you add in the fifth year of the under-21 crown as well, it's been a marvellous period for Donegal football, all under the instruction of the Glenties man.
Yeah, what can we say, Oisin? You know, it's been said so many times, and you know, we were talking about different managers there in the build-up to All-Ireland and who was this and that, but you know, all those top managers inherited top teams. Like Jim took a team that was ranked 16th in Ireland and made him the best in Ireland inside 2 years. I've never seen anything like that in any sport, you know, what he done, what he turned around a team that was on the floor basically and made them champions. So, you know, fair play to him. I mean, four unbelievable years now. Hopefully, you know, at some stage, Jim maybe could come back and it'd be a big loss, you know, to Donegal football. And funny, just speaking to James McCartan around All-Ireland, like he was saying what a loss Jim would be to GAA. And it's a strange thing that Jim has crossed the boundaries of sport, you know. He's obviously over with Celtic now. You've seen him in the background of the Ryder Cup and that. So he's made such an impact in the GAA world, it's now taken him into other places.
Yeah. And just finally, Brendan, on the note of Jim McGuinness, what he's contributed to Donegal football, that has been filtered down through the different age levels, and Donegal is now in a good foundation with groups coming up behind the senior team.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, obviously, and you know, where it's always like if maybe a soccer v Gaelic would be the main two poles in Donegal, but I think that the Gaelic now, with the what these lads have done to the younger boys, has seeped in, and you can see that the buzz is created around the counties now. So every young lad now just wants to play for Donegal, and that's their number one aim, and I'd say that's filtering down. I mean, all those club players, there's a great mix of the club players throughout the clubs that play for Donegal, and you know, they're just heroes, the lads in the local towns and villages, and I think that'll we'll reap the rewards of that in the coming years.